Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hey, Romeo. My name is Deborah. I'd like to find out what is it that you guys charge for on my card for $49.89.
Can we get
my
started?
Name is Deborah Enriquez.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
92880. And what is your company name?
We are a third-party call center which serves several products. And can you state your first and last name?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again? What are you?
A third-party call center.
A third-party?
Call center. Now, can you state your first and last name?
Yes, Deborah Enriquez. And your name again was?
Romeo.
Romeo. Okay, Romeo.
What was that last name?
Enriquez. Enriquez.
One moment. Bear me one moment.
Yes.
Could that be on any other name?
Only Deborah Enriquez. Deborah is D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Enriquez. E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, R as in Richard, I as in Irene, Q as in Queen, U as in Ugly, E as in Edward, and Z as in Zebra.
One moment. Can you verify your address?
Okay, can you tell me what address you have?
You will have to verify that for me, ma'am.
7440 Standing Rock Road.
Yes, ma'am, it's the same address we have. And do you recall paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, iPad, or tablet?
No, sir. I had canceled that. I did not pay a dollar for anything or for a vacuum because I found out you guys wanted shipping, so I canceled it. Did not even take the order. I didn't complete it.
Bear me one moment. Yes, ma'am. In order for you to have been gotten bill, you had to have completed the order, ma'am.
No. Okay, so when did I do this order? Okay, what happened was it was supposed to be I won a prize. I was supposed to choose. I chose the Dyson, but when it said I had to pay for shipping, I canceled it. I did not want to follow through.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. But in order for...
Okay. Well, you need to return my money because I did not authorize for you guys to charge me $49.99 out of my card, okay? And if it was $1 that I was supposed to give you, then you guys should have just been able to take $1, not $49.
Yes, ma'am. And with the payment for that sweepstakes, it did enroll you into one of our meal planning apps. And the app does focus is on how to use real foods to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And currently, we are discounting off future months $20 off. So I can change that price from $49.89 to $29.89, ma'am, if that will help.
No, because you didn't have authorization to charge me $49.99, okay?
Bear me one moment.
Okay, well, I want my money back. And I'd like it back today. And I would like for you to take my information and my number off your listing.
Okay, ma'am, I can only get you refunded 75% of that amount, ma'am.
Okay, so why is that when I didn't purchase anything from you? It's supposed to be, you stayed at $1.
Because you were supposed to call back and cancel the same day that the purchase was made in order for you to get that 100% refund.
All right, young man, you're not understanding. I did not complete. I canceled it out. I did not finish it. I didn't order it. So are you telling me that you guys already sent out the vacuum cleaner?
No, ma'am. What I'm stating is it's impossible for it to show up in our system that you are getting billed, and you said you didn't complete the order.
Okay, I did not complete it. I canceled it out. Okay, I did not complete it because you guys were charging me $6 and some cents. You did get my information, okay, but I did not give you permission, okay, to do so. So I would like back my $49.99 because this is not by law. You cannot take this without my permission. And by canceling out, I need for you to give me back my money, not 75, but the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that, but a 75% refund is all I can do for you, and I can get your account canceled where you're no longer getting billed any further.
And what is 75%?
One moment. $37.42.
You said $37.42?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead and do that, and how you'll be putting that back into my account today?
No, ma'am. It should be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, Romeo. I thank you very much. I will be expecting my $37.42 back.
And bear me one moment while I get that process for you. Yes, ma'am, I did get everything fixed for you. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you, Romeo.
No problem.
Do I have a confirmation on that?
One moment. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
126.
Okay.
826.
All right. It's C as in Charles. 920-126-82.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
No problem. You do the same.
Thank you.